all you blurry historians, that works, right? Blurry historians. To another edition, the 14th episode of Blurry Hysteria, sans old Chris. How goes, sir?
Good, good. Hanging in there. I want to remind everyone, go out and vote.
Yes, number one, right off the bat.
Vote in the Paranormality Magazine podcast awards. Hysteria 51 is up for best comedy show. Blurry Photos is up for best cryptozoology show. Please cast a vote for us.
Yeah, you can just go down to the show notes. We're going to have a link to where to vote at and how to put it in there. And we would really, 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 really appreciate it. And they go for a few more weeks voting. So you got a little bit of time, but don't dilly dally. Vote early, vote often. Mm-hmm. That's what my grandpappy always said. this week we got one story. Calvin sent this to me just yesterday, and I saw it and I go, this is the one. We got to talk about this one. Calvin sends us, this isn't a, it's weird. It's not news. It comes from a guide, a FEMA guide, and I would buy it, but it's $171 to buy a used copy of this FEMA guide. So I'm not going to do that. But Calvin is a volunteer firefighter. And so FEMA, they have their own firefighters, and they have FEMA's firefighting guide. And it's been in here since like the 90s, as far as I know, it was in the 95. I'd looked up, but in the current one, I believe it's chapter 13. That is the interesting part of the guide. And it deals with what to do if, when you're out fighting fires, you find out that it's caused by a UFO. How fucking cool is that, that they have that in there? Now, I think the banter part is going to be, is it because they know they're out there, or are they just dotting all their I's and crossing all their T's, you know? So I looked up a lot. We'll get into that in the end. Let me read the portion of it. Here's an excerpt from it. Warning. Near approaches of UFOs can be harmful to human beings. Where'd you get that information, FEMA? Do not stand under a UFO that is hovering at low altitude. Do not touch or attempt to touch a UFO that has landed. In either case, the safe thing to do is to get away from there very quickly and let the military take over. There is a possibility of radiation danger, and there are known cases where persons have been burned by rays emitting from UFOs. Horse shit. That they're saying that. Anyway, don't take chances with UFOs. In view of federal law cited earlier, empowering NASA's administration to impound without a hearing anyone who touches a UFO or its occupants. It goes on. I want to throw out one little caveat here. This was sent from Calvin, and it's said to be in FEMA's firefighting guide. And everywhere I found this is written out in multiple places. I do not have the guide to verify because it is a lot of money. So we're going to take this with a huge grain of salt that this is true, but there are a lot of people that's saying it's been there since like 1995's version. UFO hazards. It moves on. Two principal hazards noted with relation to UFOs have been attributed to powerful electrical fields, which they can project in a general or localized area, and psychological effects that have been produced on greater populace or individual contacts. Again, this is all worded like they know what's happening.
It is. Yeah, or like it's happened before.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, do with that information, as you said, what you will. Moving on, besides the possible physical effects of approaching a UFO, e.g. burns, radiation, etc., there have been psychological effects produced by force fields that could induce a hypnotic state in the viewer, loss of consciousness, memory relapse, and submission to the occupants. In a less optimistic scenario, you might have engine trouble upon approaching the scene, and radio contact could be lost with your dispatcher. All of these things are things we've talked about on this show before, and I'm sure you have on Blurry. What's your show again? What is it called? Oh, yeah, Photos. Sorry. I put trash out of my mind. What am I saying here?
Whoa.
I'm trying to throw some shade here. Get the folks at home talking. In conclusion, it says, some fire chiefs have little confidence in disaster plans, especially those dealing with UFOs or enemy attack. If you develop a plan that sets forth your responsibilities, resources, organization, supplies, information, telephone numbers, and special data, that will be useful in obtaining help and fulfilling your role in disaster control. Commit to an electronic medium, a computer with a capability for continuous updating through a modem word processing. Bring it forth when the need requires. With a good plan, good leadership, and adequate resources, you may save many lives in any disaster, including attack from possible enemies. Now, there's the wording. Let's go to break real quick, and let's come back and unpack that, because there's a lot to unpack there, if true. That's coming up after this short break on Hysteria 51. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they designed it for long-term retention, you know, if you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do. And then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know, and we don't do long term stuff like this, and this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get now. Started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off, rosettastone.com/today. Do it today. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when Brent and I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, we thought, man, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Brent is trying a plan right now and says that it works like a charm from Chicago to Nashville as he makes his big old move. Mint Mobile is working for him. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. So ditch the overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/hysteria. That's Mint Mobile, MintMobile.com/hysteria, HYSTERIA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at MintMobile.com/hysteria. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
This is written out in a lot of different things, even on a FEMA website that has, like, you know, their own bulletin board, I guess. It's what it felt like. That was one from, like, 1995 where I was reading. Doesn't this just sound like it's worded wrong?
I mean, it sounds worded pretty carefully to me.
It's just interesting, like, but they say it like, we know. You know, yeah, they say everything about, like, you know, it makes it – two principal hazards noted with relation to UFOs have been attributed to powerful electrical fields, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's worded in ways that it makes it feel like they have them. They know what's happening and you should know these things, which is dangling that whole disclosure carrot right in front of your nose. It feels like if this is really all true.
I don't know why. Look, it's good to be prepared, Boy Scouts, right? Like, it's all fine, but it's a really detailed plan for something that, to our knowledge, has never happened. I mean, if it's firefighters that are dealing with alien, you know, alien-caused disasters or whatever... That doesn't that feel very MIB?
Yeah,
to you?
Yeah.
Like the movie, not the actual MIB. It's just weird to have something so detailed in place instead of if there's an alien threat, call the FBI.
Yeah,
here's the number to the FBI. You know, or something like that.
It makes sense to me that they would include something like this. Just like the Army did, you know, disaster management, and they used zombies as an example, because they said, other than the whole, you know, don't get bit, the protocols are the same. Mm-hmm. You know, assess the threat, get out of the situation, have these things available. You know, it's just interesting that it works out the way it does, and we're seeing these things, and how am I trying to say this? I got lost in my own head there.
Yeah.
You know, it's just an interesting thing. It makes sense they would be there, but this one seems so worded as, well, we know, so these are the things you need to look out for. Whereas even in the Army stuff with that, it was more like a tongue-in-cheek, but they knew it because whether it's zombies or looters, things are very similar as far as the response, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, there is a certain sense of confidence about the writing, and a certain sense of knowledge that usually, let's say we have to deal with a rogue planet heading this way.
Yeah.
And it will throw, it's not going to hit Earth, but it's going to really screw things up, throw off, you know, a lot of stuff, might knock satellites out. Are they, like, how would you word that?
Yeah.
You know, that just seems like it seems like a possibility that could need a contingency plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
But how in the world could you speak confidently about what to do in that case? You know, you can't possibly think of all the parameters of it. So
right.
It kind of seems the same way to me with this.
It's like, well, this is our best guess. I guess my issue is everywhere I'm looking, it seems like there are things in there. This wording here that I've shared, I don't know that this is the official wording. That's the way it was. And Calvin didn't say that this is it. He just sent this as, you know, he was examples, you know, links. And so I don't have the book to test it. If any of you listening do, I would love to see, just take a snap a photo of it with your phone and send it to us. Because I'd love to see the official wording, and they update this thing over the years. And if it's really been in there for coming up on 30 years, I'm sure it's been reworded in ways. I love to say that they even threw in there, you know, don't touch it. Don't do anything because NASA's administration has the power to impound without hearing anyone who touches a UFO or its occupants. So, I am here in an official way to tell you I cannot officially help you. I'm on fire. I cannot help you, sir. I will be impounded. Sir or madam or thing. We're not sure what you are. You have tentacles, several of them.
It makes me wonder if there is something close to that that it's based on, and they're just like, hey, we'll scratch this word out, put UFO in just in case.
That's kind of what I was talking about with the whole, you know, zombie response. You know, you can cross out zombie and put in terrorist or something, and, you know, 75% of it's the same, you know, as far as what people are supposed to do and things like that. So
just setting a baseline of protocol.
Yeah. It. Yeah. And my baseline is just sheer terror at all times. So we're all going to die.
Baseline is boom, 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 boom.
If you were to realistically, not even a firefighter, you see something go down outside your house. Do you go root around, you go look, or are you the guy that calls the police or someone and stays inside? I know this is ideally what you think you would do, but where's your head go?
Ideally, what I think I would do is grab my phone, start recording.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe keep my distance, because every story you hear of someone who does interact, you know, usually ends up with some kind of radiation or cancer or something.
Which is, interestingly enough.
Maybe I would get close enough to, like, wave and say, hello, come talk to me.
Hey,
I don't know if I'd go, you know, knocking.
Yeah. Hey, you guys.
I mean, it might be I come out there and I'm like, please, please take me with you.
They're like,
get me out of here.
You come in peace. You go in pieces. Thanks a lot, Dolph. And Brian Benben. I don't know, man. I've grown up in the country. You hear things sometimes. You go outside and look into it. So my first belief is that I go root around and check out. I'm not like throw down a ladder. I'm going to climb up and poke around. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, you know. Yeah, I don't know if I would be smart enough to go, nope, I'm going to get radiation. My mind goes to, oh, shit, tell me the secrets of the universe. And then I get probed and flashed, and I don't remember any of it. I spend the rest of my days thinking I'm a popsicle or something in a psych bin somewhere. So.
Oh, geez. Yeah, that got dark.
Popsicles are wonderful things. It's fine. It's fine. And just, you know, don't get me out in the sun. I don't know, man. It's until you're in the situation. That's what Travis Walton told me when we were at Alien Con. He's like, everyone can, I would have until you're in the situation. Now say what you will about Travis. I thought that was an interesting thing. He's like, you don't know what you're going to do until you're faced with something in real time.
Yeah, there's truth to that. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Woulda, coulda, shoulda is a powerful drug.
But, you know. If you do have a contingency plan, at least in your head, you might be able to will yourself to snap out of, you know, the stupor and follow that plan or follow at least what may be in your head that
they're,
you
want like, to this guy just shit his pants.
If you've never thought of it at all, then...
Right? This guy just shit his pants. That's my contingency plan. Anytime I'm threatened, I shit myself. And then I'm like, you're dealing with that. And I go limp. I've done it 3 times at JCPenney's, so... I'm not allowed back. Oh, man.
These are some surprising deals at JCPenney's. Deals so surprising, you'll need a contingency plan.
They have their own code for me. We have a code Brown. Brent's back. Code Brown.
Oh, man. JCPenney's, are there even any left? Good grief.
It's firefighters deal with a lot of stuff. There are JCPenney's. We have one at our local mall here. Thank you very much.
It's still open?
Yeah.
Brookfield Mall?
So. No, there's one in North Riverside.
Oh, that's the one, Riverside Mall.
Yeah, yeah. Firemen deal with so much, and then to throw UFOs on top of it. I know a couple firemen. You know what? I'm going to ask them, local firemen.
I would love to. If I had a different vocation, a different calling in life, I would try to be a fireman.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I would.
That's cool. That's cool. And then you know, is it because you like helping people or you prefer sliding down poles as to stairs?
I mean, we've talked about my pole to stair ratio, Brent. I'll ask you to not bring it up publicly. Thank you very much.
This is why we don't get along. yeah, so if you guys know anything about this, I sure would love to hear it, because this is not anything I've vetted, but I thought it'd be a fun conversation to have. Thanks so much to Calvin for sending this to us. That's very, very cool. And I saw that one. We have a whole list, but I saw this one. I'm like, that'll be a fun one for both of us to just talk about because, yeah, why not, right?
It's just rife for speculation.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Well, so is most of the stuff we talk about. So that's fun. Anyway, kids, that's been our thoughts on FEMA firefighting UFO fires. FEMA firefighting UFO fires. Go fuck yourself, FEMA. Anyway, that's not true. I was just thinking about other F words. We'll see you next time on Blurry Hysteria.
Meeting adjourned.
Why pay more for a separate CoQ10 supplement? Enjoy twice the benefits with SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced, from the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for heart health support. The new SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced by Human is now infused with CoQ10. That's essentially like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 ingredients support nitric oxide production, healthy blood pressure, healthy CoQ10 levels, and heart-healthy energy with 2 tasty chews a day. Plus, SuperBeats Heart Chews Advance are plant-based, so you get heart-healthy energy without stimulants. For a limited time, get a free 30-day supply of SuperBeats Heart Chews on all bundles and 15% off your first order by going to RadioBeats.com and using promo code DEAL. That's RadioBeats.com, code DEAL.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit hyland.com.